Hello, welcome to This Week in the Atlantic Coast Conference, the podcast for allsportsdiscussion.com. This is Jeff, one of your podcast co-hosts, and you can follow me on Twitter at TalkinACCSports. That's at TalkinACCSports. The podcast moderator is Matthew, and you can follow him at ASD_HokieSmash. That's at ASD_HokieSmash. I'm going to turn it over to Matthew now as he welcomes our guest.
Thank you, Jeff. Welcome to This Week in the ACC. This is the podcast of allsportsdiscussion.com. This is the longest running independent ACC podcast in the United States, and tonight we have a brand new voice on the show. Taylor Lynch is here with us, and you can follow him on Twitter at Taylor Lynch. Let me spell that out for you. That's at TaylerLynch. He is the co-host of Louisville Sports Live, and his co-host is Ethan Moore, who you can follow on Twitter @_ Ethan Moore, that's ETHANMOORE, and Louisville Sports Live is their radio show Twitter account. That's at LVILLESPRTSLIVE. And on the internet at LouisvilleSports.live.net, Taylor and Ethan have a radio show called Louisville Sports Live, which is the longest running University of Louisville Sports Talk radio show. It is dedicated all to the University of Louisville Sports. It's at 93.9 FM. Again, that's 93.9 FM. The Ville, their Twitter account is at 939 The Ville, which is powered by ESPN Radio every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, this is the longest running University of Louisville Sports Talk radio show, and we're happy to have Taylor, a brand new guest here on with us tonight. Taylor, welcome to allsportsdiscussion.com. I know I've been on your show before, randomly and I think scheduled, and both of the appearances were fun. Anything that you want to plug, the floor is yours, Taylor. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, man. I know that was a lot.
No, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having us. Glad I could jump in and pinch hit for Ethan tonight. Appreciate you guys having me on. I've been a long time listener to what you guys do and do a fantastic job. So it's nice to get the longest running all U of L sports show paired up with the longest running all ACC show. So I think it's kind of a match made in heaven. But I'm excited to be here, excited to talk some Louisville football with you guys tonight.
Us too. But before we get to that, we want to talk about, man, the Kenny Payne. It's over, and the Pat Kelsey show begins here. We want to talk a little. We always start out these podcasts here with a little ACC hoops, and the floor is yours here now. I want to give you a little funny joke here, right? Because I think this is how sad or how much Louisville fans were thinking about Kenny Payne, because I was on Twitter and I was saying, man, bring the pain, you know, and I've started thinking about, you know, Fildarius Payne, who plays for Virginia Tech. Probably going to be I'm sure you've heard about him. He was one of the few people that actually got into the backfield this year on the Virginia Tech football Louisville road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably going to be a top three round draft pick. But every time I said, bring the pain, I had a couple people come back at me and say, man, be quiet. I'm tired of hearing about it. So he inflicted a little pain on the Louisville fan base, but it's over, man. So the floor is yours here. You got Kenny Payne out. You got Pat Kelsey in. Give me your.
I mean, it was one of the darkest periods of Louisville basketball that I think I can remember, and it wasn't supposed to be that way. And that's the risk that you run when you hire somebody that is an alumni and has all of that cachet that they bring with them. If it works, it's great. It's fantastic, and everybody looks great for making the hire. But when it doesn't work, it's a very difficult situation. It's a sticky situation to be in. It's uncomfortable for everyone, and that's where it got here really, really quick. I mean, there were conversations that Ethan and I had during year one where, you know, Kenny Payne takes the job and it takes him 2 weeks to even move to Louisville and then put a staff together, and was hesitant with NIL and wasn't really interested in hitting the transfer portal at all. So that first season was a disaster, but there were hopes that things would be different in year two. And you start out year two not missing a beat from year one, and it was immediately looking like it was not going to go well and that this was going to be the end. And as we spiraled through November and into December, it really felt like there was no other option and that this thing was finally going to come to an end. And it did, mercifully, after 2 years. But that's what happens when you're at a program, you know, like a Louisville, like a Duke, like a Carolina, where losing is not tolerated, and losing for extended periods of time is definitely not tolerated. So there were people that thought, oh, there's no way they're going to get rid of Kenny after 2 years. He's definitely going to get a year three. And that's just not definite. Some programs, yes, absolutely. But when you're dealing with some of these upper level programs in the ACC, that's not going to be tolerated. And it wasn't here. And we made the move and then went into what was probably one of the most publicized coaching searches that I can imagine and that I can remember. And you did exactly, Josh Hurd did exactly what everyone wanted him to do. He took the big swing at Scott Drew. You know, he took a big swing at a couple of other guys that opted not to come here and then landed on Pat Kelsey. And I think there was a lot of gnashing of teeth and wringing of hands when Pat Kelsey was, when it was leaked that he was going to be the guy, because there were a lot of people that were like, you know, who is this guy? And you know, I'll be the first to admit it. I went to Google and like, who is Pat Kelsey? Because nobody really, you know, the basketball Bennies of the world knew who Pat Kelsey was. But as an average fan, you got to do some digging to really figure out who this Pat Kelsey guy is. And we went through this period of about 12 hours here in Louisville where there was angst. There was, I can't believe this is the guy. This is ridiculous. We're Louisville, you know, blah, 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 blah. Pound your chest. And you know, we just, Jay Wright should have come out of retirement. Like, this is ridiculous. But then I think the more that the fan base really started to watch some videos of Pat Kelsey, started to, you know, watch some of the stuff he did at Charleston, that you really go, okay, this guy's fun. He's got energy. He's fun. He's exciting. Players love him. Fans love him. And then he comes here and he does the press conference and absolutely crushed the press conference. And everyone knew that he would, because of his attitude. But he comes out and he gives this story about having a dream, and he goes to heaven and he meets St. Peter at the gates, and St. Peter takes him through a tour of heaven, and he sees all these houses, and he gets to the last one and it's the biggest house. It's got a big cardinal bird on it. And he asks St. Peter who lives there, and he asks him if it's Denny Crum or if it's Rick Pitino, and he says no, and he goes, well, then is it my house? And St. Peter says, no, son, that's God's house. And the entire place erupted, and everyone was just – he won the entire fan base over with that one. So, and then he's been doing it, you know, in the transfer portal and on the recruiting trail. He's landed some seriously good transfers already, and has Louisville in the mix with a lot of guys that hopefully – will be committing here shortly. And it looks like, yes, it's going to be a rebuild, but it doesn't look like it's going to be the type of rebuild that Kenny Payne tried to paint it out to be, and that Louisville was this broken program. And I think Kelsey has brought the energy and the little bit of the swagger back to this Louisville program that we have been sorely missing for several years.
And can I just say real quickly, if you go to the allsportsdiscussion.com Twitter account, I was one of the first people to mention that Pat Kelsey would be in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it. Shout out to myself. That's the first. That's the first thing. But second, like, I think it's good that you got to him before Florida State did.
Yes.
Because I thought that Florida State would actually make a move this offseason, and they didn't. And the fact that Pat Kelsey was available was really a good thing for Louisville. So I feel like you hired one of the best possible people on the market at the time. So I think that was a wise move by Louisville, and obviously for all the reasons that you've mentioned. So fantastic. Jeff, you're up, Brent. The floor is yours. We're going to get into Louisville football.
Yeah, I got one quick thought on that Kelsey hire, Taylor. I'm here in South Carolina, so we were pretty familiar with Kelsey, and you guys got a good one. He can flat out coach, and those dark days at Louisville, I don't think they're not going to last much longer. Because he can flat coach, and prior to Brad Brunell's Elite Eight run, there were a number of Clemson fans that would have been pretty happy if Kelsey would have been the guy to take over for Brunell. So I think he's already showing winning you guys over, and I think you're going to be really happy when you look back in the next 18 to 24 months.
It's going to definitely be exciting, and that's, I think, the thing that this fan base has been really wishing for and wanting is that excitement back into this program, and Pat has definitely brought that, and it is definitely a welcomed addition.
All right, let's turn our attention to Louisville football. What are some of the major strengths coming back for the Cardinals football team this year?
I think there's several. You look at really the offensive and defensive line for this team. They've added a lot of pieces in the transfer portal, but they also brought back a lot of pieces from an offensive line that played really well and a defensive line that I think in the beginning of the season played really well and got a lot of pressure. Then I think some teams kind of started to figure them out towards the end of the year. But they've done some things to address that. Obviously, Ashton Gelati coming back is going to be huge on that side of the football. But I really like what Louisville's got in the trenches. That's kind of been an area where they've really, since joining the ACC, if there was one knock on Louisville, it's been not just their frontline guys, but their depth in the trenches has been, some of the issues when they go into those games against Clemson or some of these other upper echelon ACC teams where they struggle. But I really like what they've got coming back on those offensive and defensive lines. And I like, again, with Penny Boone entering the transfer portal after entering the transfer portal and coming to Louisville, and now maybe he's coming back, maybe he's not. I still think Louisville at the running back position brings back a lot of talent. I think they're going to be deep. They've added some pieces there as well, but I like the lines. I like the running back position. I think they're going to be pretty good in both spots.
All right. Taylor, let's go to the flip side of this. What are going to be some of the major weaknesses on this year's Louisville team? In other words, what do you think the Cards will be working on in August before the first game? And what are some of the questions that you think have to be resolved?
I think one of the areas that I look at, obviously, Louisville's going to be breaking in a new quarterback this season. They brought Tyler Shuck in from Texas Tech. So he's going to be coming in, learning a brand new system under Jeff Brohm. And as we know from watching Jeff Brohm and knowing what that playbook looks like, it's an extensive playbook and it's a lot to learn. It's a lot to pick up. Now, Shuck is an experienced guy. He's an older guy. This is his, 17th or 18th year of college football now, I believe. So he's been in the game for quite a while, but still it's a lot to come in and digest a playbook. So it'll be interesting to see how far along the offense is in the beginning of the season and how he can connect with some of these wide receivers, because Louisville's brought in a lot of different guys at the wide receiver position, pretty much overhauled that room in the offseason through the transfer portal and through the high school ranks. So it's going to be interesting to see how quickly they can mesh together on that between the quarterback and the wide receivers. That's going to have a lot to do with how successful Louisville's going to be early on. And then on the defensive side of the ball at the linebacker spot, they've got talent there. They've got guys that have experience that played a lot of football last season. But the linebacker spot was kind of up and down for Louisville last year. So can they put that together? Can they be a force there and allow the defensive line to get some more pressure, allow you to bring some more exotic blitzes and be able to hold up at the linebacker spot?
All right, good stuff there, Taylor. Who are some of the new recruits or players in the transfer portal that have come to Louisville that have impressed you the most so far? And are there any that you think will get major playing time right away?
Well, I think immediately the guy that jumps off the page to you is Colin Lacy. He's the transfer from South Alabama, was an all-everything wide receiver for them. He's 5'10", 190 pounds. He is a beast at the wide receiver spot. That was one of the areas where last year you saw Louisville struggle. They needed more consistency at the wide receiver position, and I think they went into the transfer portal with a mission of adding guys. You get Ja'Cory Brooks out of Alabama to go along with Colin Lacy, and I think you've really bolstered what they're going to be able to do at that position. I'm excited to see what he does. Another guy coming out of Tuskegee is Antonio Meeks. He made some plays during the spring game. He's a guy that not a lot of people are talking about, but has a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and I really like what I've seen from him. Obviously, we talked a little bit about Tyler Shuck. I love what he brings to this offense. He made some stellar throws in the spring game on Saturday afternoon. He's got a big arm. The thing for Shuck is going to be, can he be healthy? If he can stay healthy, I think he's got the keys to the car, and I think he's going to be just what the doctor ordered for Louisville offensively. There was, you know, the issue with Jack Plummer last season was the propensity to turn the football over. Jack was more of a game manager. Tyler Shuck is more of a guy that's going to make the throw, that's going to break the game open. And I'm excited to see that. That's kind of what Jeff Brohm's offense is. When they're really rolling, they've got a guy like that, a trigger man back there at quarterback that can do those things. And then Don Chaney coming in from Miami. He took the reps with the first team offense in the spring game on Saturday, and he is a load of a guy to bring down. 5'10", 210 pounds, played well at Miami. I think he's going to have an even bigger role in the offense for Louisville this season. He is a bell cow back. He is a guy that if you're either going to tackle him or get out of the way, because you don't want to get hit by him, because he's a big dude. So I'm excited to see what he's going to bring to this offense.
All right. Taylor, now as we look towards the season and some of the games Louisville has upcoming this year, what are the two most important games? And give us your, you know, April thoughts on those games for Louisville this season. And then give us what you think the Cardinals' overall record will be.
Well, you look at the schedule and it's a little more challenging than last season. Jacksonville State, I don't think, is going to be a gimme game. We saw, you know, what Rich Rod was able to do for them last season. But Louisville opens with some manageable games: Austin Peay, Jacksonville State, Georgia Tech, and then they go on the road to Notre Dame. I think that's going to be a pivotal game for Louisville. They were able to handle the Irish in what was a watershed moment for Jeff Brohm in year one last season here at Louisville. But now they go to Notre Dame. That's going to be an important game. Louisville at Clemson in November. That is going to be a pivotal game. One that I think a lot of people are kind of sleeping on is this SMU at Louisville game the first week of October. I think SMU is going to be a team in year one in the ACC. They've got the front line talent. Their ones are good enough to compete with just about anybody in this league. It's when you get into their depth that they're going to have some issues. But I think SMU is going to surprise some people, and I think they're going to be a pretty good team this season in the ACC. So that game at Louisville is going to be interesting. And then for us, always, it's the last game of the season against what we call the team up the road when Louisville plays Kentucky. Jeff Brohm did not like the way that game ended last season. It left a bad taste in his mouth. It left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. They're going to have something to prove coming into that game. As far as record for this team, I think 10-2 is possible again for the regular season. I wouldn't be surprised if they were 9-3 just because the schedule is a little bit more difficult. You do have to go to Clemson. You do have to go to Notre Dame. And then they do travel to the team up the road. So I'm going to say 10-2. I wouldn't be necessarily surprised at 9-3.
All right, Taylor. Matthew, I'm going to turn it over to you now for the last couple questions of the podcast.
Thank you, Jeff. Now, Taylor, this is probably perhaps a good